welcome to Things I Learned Last Night.
This is a comedy podcast where you laugh a lot and learn a little. I hate us. This is terrible. Today we're talking about the Kersey time slip.
Yeah.
You know, we get into the theories of time travel. So pretty worth it.
It's great.
Yeah. And speaking of travel, I'll be in Canada this week. So if you're in Alberta, not the big cities, but the small places, Brooks, Alberta and Tabor, Alberta this week, would love to see you at a show. So come hang out. For my shows, you can go to paulruddtheactor.com. All the info for that is in the description of this episode or, you know, clickable somewhere around here. So thanks for being here. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, man.
Same outfits three episodes in a row, baby.
I never change. We're like cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, those guys, do they have other clothes? And it's like, well, the artist
just
can't.
You'll never know.
The artist can't draw that many outfits. It's a lot of work to come up with new.
Yeah. Like, that's what I liked about the show. I watched Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
The cartoon.
Yeah.
And Mabel had a different sweater almost every episode.
They changed? Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, I know.
To change every day.
I mean, you know, she wore a sweater every episode.
Yeah. It was just...
But it was a different color and like she had like a different design on the front. Interesting. Okay.
I'm so bored.
just loud. Like, dude, when I yawn, when you're talking, you see me. I close my mouth and I do the thing where I go. And I do it a lot in our episodes. And I never just brazenly yawn like that. All right. Let's roll the theme song so we can get this over with, I guess.
Bored. What is going on right now?
What the heck? What the heck? That's the endurance of an Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
You know?
I got my endurance badge for beating the crap out of 4 15-year-old kids.
Man, we're really bad at this show now these days.
Things I learned last night.
All right, what's the topic?
Have you ever heard of the Kersey time slip?
The Kersey time slip?
Yeah.
No?
Sweet.
Kersey?
The Kersey time slip.
Okay.
So Kersey is a town. Kersey is Suffolk. You know where Suffolk is?
Yes.
Where?
England.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Suffolk, England. This is.
I just hated the where. I'm so mad that you would do that. I go, yeah, this I know where it is. And you go, really? Where?
Prove it.
That's so rude. Okay.
This is Kersey. Here's another shot of Kersey. Here's another shot of Kersey. It's just great. Like, it's a cute little town.
I feel like you're about to show me a picture that's going to really mess us up here.
they're like,
they're all postcards. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a really cute little English town.
Sure.
Small in the countryside.
I would move here, I think.
Would you really?
We were talking about this last night. I would move to England, I think.
I don't know if I could.
If we had to dip out of here?
I don't know if I could do English culture. Mm. Have you seen what they eat?
Yeah, I know. I would still eat. I still eat normie food.
Normie food. So it's 1957.
Yeah.
It looks like that, but a little different because sure. It's 1957. So it's like black and white. there is a group of British boys. They're 15 years old and they're Royal Navy cadets. Think ROTC, okay. But for the
ROTC
Navy. Yeah.
No one calls it ROTC.
Everybody calls it ROTC.
Sure.
ROTC for Royal Navy. And so they are,
which the Boy Scouts are just ROTC for ROTC. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You do the Boy Scouts.
Alex knows what I'm talking about.
And then
it's like pre-military for the pre, it's like, pre-military.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then you join the pre-military, and then you join
military. It's kind of like lifeguards. Lifeguards. Lifeguards are pre-med, and pre-med is med.
I would follow that track if lifeguards are like pre-paramedic. You know?
Can you imagine? Hold on. Imagine this with me. Can you imagine a scenario where lifeguards were pre-med and pre-med was pre-med?
And you had to serve as a lifeguard first?
Well, no, but you had to serve as a lifeguard, but the uniform never changed. And so it's like you got the
sunscreen on your nose
and you have to have a six pack abs
yeah.
And you've got the red red shorts.
Yeah.
And you're running down the hospital
in slow mo.
With the, like, with the flotation device.
someone's coding out over here, and you're.
I like this idea. Lifeguards that become doctors and think that they're still supposed to be super hot in the hospital.
They are still supposed to be hot. It sucks whenever, like, an overweight doctor is like, you should work out more. You should work out more, you piece of crap.
Take your advice, bro. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's like, you never want to get a haircut from the barber with the best haircut in the...
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because he's not. Yeah.
That means he didn't do it.
So these kids, they're pre-military.
Okay.
And they are doing their training exercises that are at military camp or something.
Somewhere.
And they're doing training exercises. The exercise that they get is their leader, their troop leader is going to drive them out. Speaking of troop leaders, I bought Girl Scout cookies the other day.
Uh-huh.
This was the most condescending thing I've ever seen in my life. I went to Walmart, walked out, and they
Girl Scouts is actually probably pre-military more than Boy Scouts are. Boy Scouts are learning how to tie knots. Girl Scouts are learning strategy.
Yeah, they are actually. Yeah, they're learning how to stop a target and get them to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
So I'm walking out of Walmart and I see the Girl Scout cookies and I'm like, I could go for some Thin Mints. And so I went over and I bought some Thin Mints. And I paid in cash and paid with
They were like, hey, card only.
We don't do that anymore.
We need to be able to track you.
We're trying to get you into the database.
Yeah.
No, I paid in cash with a 20, and I think it was like $6 or something like that. I can't remember the exact price.
Yeah.
But these Girl Scouts, like sometimes you get Girl Scouts that are like,
gave you like a $5 six, bill back.
But these Girl Scouts were 14. Like, these were the older Girl Scouts.
These were adult Girl Scouts. Lady Scouts.
That? It's not.
Ma'am Scouts.
Alex, what is that? Because it's Eagle Scouts for boys. Do they have a new name for Girl Scouts?
No. Okay. You know that Eagle Scout is not based on age, right?
No, you graduate into
That's
it.
That's
yeah,
so
I know
insulting
that.
To oh our Eagle Scout.
Oh
back
my gosh.
Here.
But do they have the same thing for Girl Scouts?
Girl Scouts, what are their. No, because they have. What are their ranks? Do you know the ranks?
No idea.
Ah, cool. Dang it. Yeah, I guess they don't associate with each other.
Yeah, they're not allowed to.
Well, anyways, they're older. They're like 14. And yeah. So I hand her the 20.
And she goes.
And the troop leader, sitting in her camping chair, is like, okay, you're going to do 20, take away 6. What is your change?
Dude, and I'm not joking, like, though. Kids are, so because of COVID, they cannot do.
Well, here's what happened. Here's what happened next. She says, and the girl doesn't answer her because she's clearly like, shut up. like, you can see it on her face. She's like, shut your stupid mouth. Like, I can see it on her face.
Oh, because she knows the answer?
Yeah. And the troop leader goes, 14. And she's like, I know. And hands me my change. And I was like, oh,
that's worse.
That's
worse.
That was so rough.
Okay, you're going to take 20 minus 6.
Well, the worst is she didn't say minus. She said take away. And that to me was like, oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like the only people worse than the cheerleaders are the cheerleading coaches. You know what I'm saying? Like, you realize that as an adult. When you see who the coaches are, you go, oh. This all makes sense now.
I get it.
Yeah. These girls have crippling anxiety because of you.
Because you're the problem. Okay. So the Kirstie Tyson.
That's why I can't wait to coach Little League Baseball. Sign up for my league this summer. If you want your kid to be just severely messed up.
Yeah. Every kid.
I will never yell at them. That's my commitment. But I don't have to yell at them to really mess up their brain.
Here's the thing. If your kid doesn't get trauma from somewhere else, it's going to be from you.
Yeah, like, that's my parenting advice. Is just make sure you surround your kids with people who are so much worse than you.
Yeah.
That by the time the kid's like, I need someone safe.
Yeah.
You're their only option. That's parenting 101. That's so messed up.
So troop leader is like, here's your mission. All right. There's a town on the other side of this wood called Kersey. Here's a compass. Find it. And then he pushes them out of the Jeep and drives away in the middle of the woods and
tied up.
Good luck, losers. And so this group of kids,
this is real. Just yeah, let them loose. We'll go find it.
Yeah. I think there's four of them in the group and they're just marching through the woods. They're singing songs and they're trying to find their way to Kersey. And, they're out here all afternoon.
What year is this?
1957.
That's right.
Yeah. It 50s. Makes sense. And so they got their compass. They're compassing around looking for... It's 1943, the height of the war. Good luck, kids. Merrily
we go along through the woods.
It's like jumping on stumps.
Hi-ho. To Kersey we will go. We don't know where our troop leader is. Hi-ho. 20... Take away 6 and you're left with 14. Oh no.
Oh no. So they're marching through the woods.
What did the Boy Scouts sell?
We always did like a biscuits and gravy breakfast fundraiser thing.
Interesting. That tracks. Yes, well, outside the grocery outside store.
Guess what's a biscuits outside. And gravy?
Hey, morning, grocery shopping. Biscuits and gravy, big sign.
It's not even morning, it's 7
biscuits
p.m.
Biscuits and gravy.
Hey, thanks again for watching this episode. If you're enjoying it and you're enjoying Tillin, you've been around for a little bit, I want to invite you to be a part of our Patreon. We have a Patreon that has early access to all of our episodes, ad-free content, both audio and video. We have a Discord with our hosts and producers. That's a ton of fun getting to hang out with all of our patrons in there. We also do once a month now, we do these live streams with our patrons. We hang out, we get to know each other, we eat pizza. It's a blast, along with a bunch of other benefits like merch discounts, message on your birthday, like fun stuff. It's definitely worth it. We're having a blast with our patrons. But if that doesn't sound like something for you, then get the heck out of here. Just kidding. No, we love you. Thanks for checking out Tillin Podcast. How do they get it though? I realized I forgot to put a CTA in mine.
Oh, damn! You were doing gummit.
Yeah,
they can text Tillin to 66866.
Thanks, Jared.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, it's flexible, it's convenient, and it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tillin. TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
So they're marching through the woods. They're out all afternoon, and then they hear it. The church bells tolling. And so they're like, we must be close. They're following the sound of the church bells.
Yeah.
It's autumn. All right. That's an important detail.
Okay.
They're following the sound of the church bell, and then they see that spire over the hills.
The big
church spire.
That's Kersey.
Yeah. They're like, there it is. We found it. And so they start running in. They're like, our troop leader's got to be there. He's going to be excited to see we completed the mission.
They walk in.
We're going to make it.
Troop leader is 100 years old.
I've been waiting.
they as they come down the hill into Kersey, they go into like a clear, like with a valley. So now they can't see the tower anymore. The tower pops out of view because they go through this valley.
Okay.
And they notice as they're walking through this valley, the leaves are changing colors. So they're going from like the autumn orange to green. And like, that's interesting. I guess fall hasn't hit this town yet. It was very strange.
Okay.
And then they noticed that the clock stopped tolling. The bells stopped ringing. But it wasn't like it was complete. Because like, you know how at the end it's like, dong, dong, dong. They didn't get that. They didn't get that. And so it just...
It's like, dong, dong.
Yes, just like that. Just like that. That's exactly right. In the middle of the... It just stopped. And so they were like, that's weird. Uh-huh. Just the bell stopped ringing. And they come into town, and as they round up the next hill, they notice that they don't see the bell tower anymore. And they're like, where'd the bell tower go? They're like, maybe it's just out of view. Maybe like maybe it's got to still be there. We just can't see it. But it looks like a ghost town. Like a lot of the buildings were still there. Like the thatched roof houses and all that stuff were still there. But they couldn't see the tower, and then it looked this town looked abandoned. So they run into the town looking for the troop leader. Like, we succeeded the mission. We got to get our badge.
Right.
can't find him. Can't find anybody. And so they start peeking through windows and opening doors, like trying to... Surprise!
Hey! Hello!
The Royal Navy!
Can I stay here?
So they're peeking through windows, and they said they peeked through one window, and they looked through there, and they noticed...
There's a girl crying on the bed, and they peek through another window, and it's a boy sleeping with a dog at his feet. And they peeked in their parents' window, and they killed both their parents. And then they just zoomed out, and they woke up in the woods with a shadowy figure who said, "It's finished.
It's finished." Yeah, that's actually exactly what I was about to say.
All right, fiddle
word
off.
For word. That's Jaren's nightmare.
It's a reoccurring nightmare I had. I haven't had it in like 10 years now.
Yeah, you're going to tonight.
Thanks for that.
On the plane. You're going to have it on the plane.
Oh, but could you wake imagine? Up on
the
plane.
He's going to be standing in the aisle.
Flight attendant.
He's a flight attendant. He like hands you the soda. And then turns.
Please put your seat in the upright position.
That's terrifying.
We're beginning our descent.
Oh no.
That's
oh no.
Crazy. If the hat man said that to you.
So they're peering through this window.
Yeah.
Of what they thought was a house. And as they peer through the window, they notice there's cobwebs everywhere. And in the middle of the room, there are three like pig carcasses that are like decayed and like covered in flies and larvae and things like that.
Okay.
And it's like greenish, like gangrene-y, you know?
Yeah.
And like, that's very weird. And then they noticed, oh, hey, we don't feel so hot. Like, we feel kind of nauseous, like really dizzy. And so like, let's get out of here. This place is weird. We're going to head back and see if we can find the Jeep.
Okay.
So they go back into the woods, and as they get further into the woods, they start feeling a little bit better. They notice that the leaves start changing back to the autumn, like orangish, brownish colors that you get from leaves. And then they hear the bell pick back up.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Like they missed no time. They walked right back into the moment where the bell was finishing.
Okay.
So they go back, they tell their troop leader, and the troop leader, they walked for 6 weeks trying to find him. They ended up finding the troop leader. No, they walk back, they find the camp. They tell the troop leader says, you guys are insane.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody say.
Yeah.
And he said, you also failed your mission, and so I'm going to beat the crap out of you.
The 50s, that's what you got to do. You got to teach them, be tough.
You got to be tougher than that.
One at a time. You make the other three watch, because it's four of them. You got to beat the crap out of them one at a time.
One at a time, they all got to watch it. You can't be, yeah. And because he's like,
you know, you're tired by the last one.
You're so tired.
But that's the endurance of an Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
You know?
I got my endurance badge for beating the crap out of 4 15-year-old kids.
Man, we're really bad at this show now these days. Ridiculous. All right, keep going.
So the troop leader is like, hey, like you guys didn't complete your mission.
Right.
And you came up with this stupid story to be like, oh, we found it, but it was like weird.
Yeah.
And come on. So they do this whole thing. They tell the stories. Nobody's believing them. And then they just go on with their life for about 50 years. In the 90s, there is a guy who is writing a paranormal book.
Sure.
And one of the boys finds out about them. And
you should know about our the pig town we found.
The pig town. So he flies from Australia. He now lives in Australia.
Okay.
Back to England to tell him the story. Yeah, I'd
probably leave the country too.
I'm never living anywhere near that place again. So he flies back to England to tell him that story.
I would live in Australia except for like
the I put my feet. I like just stretched my feet out the same time you did, and then we made contact, and I was like, "Oh, this is weird." So I just hover-handed my whole legs.
All right, sorry. I would live in Australia except for like all the monsters.
Yeah, that's you're going from one weird place to a weirder place.
Like straight up, like the yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough move. So he goes back to meet this novelist, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know if it's novelist. He's writing fan fiction, I guess, is maybe the better word for it.
Heck,
I don't know if you could call him nonfiction. It's definitely not nonfiction. It's fiction light, maybe. It's
fiction light. Okay. Embellishments.
So he's writing about this stuff, and he tells him the story, and the guy's like, "That's an
interesting
story." That'd
be an interesting movie. You know, when the movie starts, you know, they always like inspired by true events or whatever. It just says embellished events.
Embellished events. I mean, that's a little bit more truthful. Yeah. We're being honest here. So this writer is like, "This is an interesting story. I'm going to see if I can corroborate some of this." So he calls the other witnesses.
Yeah.
And most are still like, yeah, he saw that, but he ate a bunch of mushrooms while we were in the forest.
He's like, he's the reason we didn't complete that mission.
He's like, "Do you guys feel actually all
the
right?
reason I'm not a boy, a Boy Scout anymore."
We weren't even Boy Scouts, but he's the reason I'm not.
Only one of us became a Man Scout.
Why did they not do Eagle Scout? Why not?
Alex,
Scout?
Do you consider yourself like you're an Eagle Scout, right?
Still?
Like you would go, "I'm an Eagle Scout."
Yeah.
Do you ever like, does anybody ever like graduate? Like, is that a thing where it's like I'm
the Eagle Scout's the highest?
I don't
right?
own yeah. this anymore.
And so are you still involved with the Boy Scouts?
No.
Could you if you wanted to?
I mean, I assume I could like volunteer to help a troop or something, but I've not looked into it.
Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of Things I Learned Last Night. If you like our show and you want more of it, we have plenty of other episodes. One that I enjoyed was Jose Canseco, you know, the baseball player from like the 90s and stuff. But also, it's kind of an alien episode. Spoiler alert. So go check that out. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Now back to this episode.
He's tracking down all these people. He's trying to get their stories, and their stories all lined up. Like, they're telling a very consistent story. So then he goes to start to dig into Kersey a little bit. And he discovers that house, the specific house that they were talking about, he takes that guy with him. They go, and he's like, "Yeah, this is the house." And it was just someone's house. It wasn't a butcher shop. But he goes back through the history, the annals of history, and he finds that in the 1300s, it was a butcher shop. And it lasted as a butcher shop until the early 19th century. And then it was converted into just a home. And so he does some more digging and finds that church was being built just before the plague, but it wasn't completed yet.
Okay.
And so his theory is that the boys slipped through time.
Right.
Into weeks.
Right after the plague.
Months, yeah, right after the plague. And it was abandoned because the plague hit this town.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "We got to get out of here." And that's why the meat was still hanging in the shop and the town looked abandoned because everybody who survived
got out
of Dodge.
And they were feeling sick because they were getting hit with
the
plague.
They were getting the plague. They were catching the plague.
Got it.
And that's the slip. Here's the thing. This theory, they told their story in the 50s, but there's a guy, I don't know if you heard of him, by the name of Albert Einstein.
Who's got theory on time.
Yeah, he's got a thing called the block universe, and this is something that's been expanded upon today. So the idea is that time. Here's the best way we can describe this. Time. This is probably a
boss. We need like a code word. You and what? I.
What's the code word?
If this were to happen to me, I think it's one of those. If this were to happen to you,
yeah,
this is one of those scenarios where it's just like, you know, if I do get abducted by aliens, and I'm trying to tell you,
that would be the best.
I honestly. be wild. All right. But I would be trying to tell people. Yeah, and like, yeah, yeah. Obviously they're not gonna believe me because it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's a dumb idea.
And you lie a lot.
But I would be like, Tim.
Yeah, what's our code word?
Acetaminophen. Like,
it's if you say acetaminophen, it's if I say acetaminophen.
But I would have to be like, how do you pronounce acetaminophen? What's the code word?
Tell me how you say it.
How about
say
our that. Code word is what's the code word? What's the, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tim, what's the code what's word the code for like word? If this is serious?
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, hey, this is serious, guys. guys,
this you know, is serious. Because like it would happen to me. I would end up back in time.
Yeah, you'd be the one that it would happen to. That's true. It wouldn't be me. I'm too much of a believer.
You too. You want it too bad.
I want it too bad. Yeah, it
would happen to me.
Time knows who
and then
wants
I'd be like,
it.
What the heck?
What is going on right
the
now?
Heck.
What the heck? Is this the plague?
What the heck?
Hey, you guys need to mask up. Something bad's happening.
6 feet.
6 feet.
That's so, 4 years ago. Like today.
Yeah. Oh.
Today's the 7th.
That stresses me out. Okay.
Maybe that's why we're feeling so sad.
Maybe that is, yeah.
Because your body does remember.
We're time slipping.
If we walk outside of this building.
And it's COVID.
I'm going to buy some Dogecoin.
I know exactly what to do.
I know exactly what to do. You put me 4 years in the past. I know exactly what to do.
I'm going to crush.
Buying Amazon.
Golly. That's hilarious. No, so the concept is that time is a big block.
Yes.
And what's happening is you can picture time here. I'll give you this next graphic. So this is one that kind of gives the three kind of theories of this. So there's presentism, or also known as nowism.
Okay.
Where all that exists is what's happening right now. It's the present. That's the only thing that actually exists.
Right.
And so the way that this has been described is you imagine a piece of paper and there's a kid drawing what's happening on that piece of paper, and that's nowism. They've got that one piece of paper. Possibilism, or the tree model, is there's a stack of papers and the kid's drawing a piece of paper, and after every moment stacks onto that the next moment of the drawing. And so you got a stack of all the papers, and everything that's ever happened is in this stack. The current moment is the top paper on that stack, and they're just adding.
But all
to
this
stack.
Still exists.
Yeah, all of that exists because it's been drawn, and it's just on this stack of papers.
Well, that's how time works. Yeah.
Yeah. Eternalism, or also known as the block universe, is all of these pages are stacked on top of each other,
and you're in the middle,
and you're somewhere wherever you're at, whatever you're experiencing in it. But all of it exists on top of each other. Concurrently at one moment.
And it already exists.
And all of it already exists. All of it's been determined. All of it is there. And this is Einstein's theory here, that we're wherever we're at on that page, but all the other pages are currently existing at once.
Sure.
So what the theory is that if this is true and these pages are here, theoretically, there is a way for you to move between pages. If everything's happening all at once, obviously, you could slide between pages into different moments in time. It's time travel. Probably the biggest problem with this theory is space, because time is moving, but space is moving too. We're corkscrewing through the universe at millions of miles an hour all the time.
Right.
And so if you slipped back in time, the Earth's not there at that point in time.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah. So if you slipped back in time, you're in the middle of
galaxy.
Yeah. Somewhere else. So that is some questions there. So you would have to be jumping space and time for that to work, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Or it's a flat Earth and we're not moving at all.
Sure.
That's another that makes this work a little bit better.
Yeah. 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 This could absolutely make sense.
The Earth is flat. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Speaking of flat Earth,
all of this is stupid.
Einstein believes this.
Yeah.
Say it. Say it.
I think Einstein was kind of dumb. I think he figured out one or two things and it was like, that was really smart, dude.
That was really smart of you.
But everything else was like throwing darts at a board and he's hitting the wall. You know? And then we praise him when he accidentally hit a bullseye once. We're like, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
He's like the professional of darts. He's actually, everything he says is a bullseye. And you're like, that's objectively not true.
Yeah, yeah. Back the camera up a little bit. Show the rest of the wall.
Show the rest of the wall.
Yeah, we can see there's two darts that hit the bullseye, but there's 7,000 darts in the wall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I guess that's possible.
The shows I just watching where that was a bit where the guy was throwing darts and he's talking, and then he finally he goes yes, and it pans out, and he had one on the dartboard. The rest was on the wall. What show was that? It was a good bit.
Darts is the simultaneously.
I don't have time for that.
Darts is simultaneously.
What if a dart went through the past? What if someone used this room
as a dart room
and this wall
and this was the dart board
and all of a sudden they're just, we're just
should we hang a dart board right here
yeah
and put a dart in the wall
yeah for
and that's
sure.
just our decoration
singular one decoration. Let's get rid of everything else. We just have a black wall and a dart that board. Missed.
Yeah, not even the
now,
board.
Here's
not
the thing. Board. So we got to throw like a couple.
Yeah.
Because we'll accidentally hit the board.
Yeah. We're really good at darts. It's going to be hard for us to miss.
All right, so we can do that. I'm darts. Down for that.
That's kind of a cool, like, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, let's put it on the wall.
Can you make custom, is there a Vistaprint for dart boards?
I'm sure. Yeah, let's make one.
Okay, cool. Anyways, so Einstein's theory of the time block theory makes it possible that what these kids said could have happened.
As long as they jump space and time.
Yeah, they would have to jump space and time, which is where things get difficult, which I think in his graphic here, it does account for that. Yeah, there's space. Space is one block on that, and all the space is stacked up. And then you're here and now is that little spot on that. Where you're at.
Okay, so the here and now is moving like this?
Yeah, it's moving all over that page. And so you could... maybe the pages are spinning too. Maybe the pages are spinning. So every once in a while those line up.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. If everything's possible, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying there's a way you
it's
can...
It's kind of fun to just use our imaginations.
It's kind of fun to just think of a way this could work out. But here's the thing. Here's what we know for sure, though.
Sure.
There is... all around the globe, there are people who are sighting things in our skies that are typically ascribed to be aliens, but they're most likely us from the future coming back to get our DNA.
And we're stuck in the skies? What are you talking about, sighting things in the sky?
They're UFOs. We think, we're saying, oh, those are aliens.
Okay.
They're humans from the future who create devices that can time travel. So they're going back to the pages to come get our DNA because they are having problems having babies. So they need DNA. And so they're repairing the DNA so that way they can keep the human race going forward. So that's what's happening. So because we know that's happening,
I woke up early today. I sat down. I paid a lot of money for this podcast to exist. And you're going to waste mine and the watcher's time. All hail the watcher.
All hail the watcher.
to talk about how aliens are time travelers.
Aliens are not aliens, though. They're humans. They're human time travelers from the future.
Okay.
Yeah. And they accidentally time traveled these kids too.
That's what I'm saying. How did they stumble? Was it the location?
Yeah, they went through a portal. That's or the something. Theory? There was like a portal. Yeah, there's a tear in the page.
Okay.
There's a tear in the page and they slipped. They Are slipped we, is this the tear it? In the
is
page.
This is
yeah, this is the whole story. No one knows exactly how this happened.
They hold that it's true though.
Kids could have lied. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure. They did.
They do hold that it's true. They're old dudes now. And they're like, yeah, one time this happened. And some people believe them, some people don't. I believe them.
I figured out what our like code word is.
What's our code word?
Fiddle off.
Hey, thanks for checking out this episode. If you liked it, we've got another one, the Rendlesham Forest. It's another group of British people who found some crazy stuff in the forest. Maybe it was these kids when they grew up. They've had a weird life. So if you like the paranormal, you like forests and British people, then you might like that episode too, the Rendlesham Forest. But hey, want to take a second to thank our patrons. This show is not possible without them. If you want to become a patron, you can see next week's episode right now by doing that. And then you get a ton of other perks. That's super cool. But hey, if not, thanks for being here.